You talked about Goran Simic earlier, and there are some Cavafy versions in this new collection. And I wondered what role making translations or versions of other poets' work played in your own poetic life. How do you select and then approach that particular task?
Well, I approach it embarrassingly as a monolinguist, but in a way I think it's better not to speak the language from which you're making the English version unless it's virtually a second language. I think it's better to be in ignorance or steeped in the language, and I don't have another language at my disposal. So it has to be those poems, doesn't it, that have gripped one in a certain kind of way, and they have to be poems, I suppose, that are in some way or another allied to what one is doing, not only in one's own work, but at the time that you sort of want to make that version. Now, with Goran's poems, it was pure happenstance. A guy called Bill Tribe, who had been taught at the university in Sarajevo, went back with Channel 4 to do a program. And he was the to-camera presenter during the war. And he came back with some poems of Goran's that he'd written under siege, which had been literally translated by Goran's wife, Amala. And they were just given to me because nobody else knew what to do with them. And I started to work on bringing those poems into English versions, which were less literal than Amala's versions, because it seems to me that that's the way it should work, principally because I wanted to see if I could raise their profile and get them out of there. So that's how it started. Then I became intrigued in the process. I became really intrigued in what I was doing. And with these, with those poems, with the poems that went into Sprinting from the Graveyard, and poems that I've just finished work on, some poems by the Greek poet Yanis Ritsos, whose work I absolutely adore, though in translation, of course, I don't speak Greek, but he and I, it seems to me, are deeply connected in our ways of seeing the world. There's a power in his poems that in the obliquity and in the fact that things are approached slant. I think I said of him somewhere, his touch is slight, but his effect is profound. And I think it has to do with similarities in sensibility. It has to do with finding strong echoes. But it also has to do, interestingly, if it's a version, not a strict translation. In other words, if the purpose is to produce a new English poem rather than giving students a precise notion of what the poet said, it's a process of filtration. So something that's already, as it were, passed through the sensibility of one poet then passes again through the sensibility of another. Frankly, I was interested in that process. I was interested in the process of filtration. I wanted to see what would come out. I wanted to see what my way of seeing the world and the way that I work on in poetry, I wanted to see what that would produce. With Ritsos, and indeed with Goran Simic's poems, once I got past the business of working on them and having them published in an attempt to raise his profile to the point where university might sort of offer him a position of some kind and he could be got out of there. But in fact, you couldn't. He did in fact get out of Sarajevo during the siege, and so did his wife, but not together, because the UN were kind of running the siege, and you could get out singly, but you couldn't get out as a family. The deal that they had with the Serbs was that families couldn't get out, so they always had to go back. So it didn't work. But yeah, it was to do with this business of filtration, I think. Once I'd started Goran's poems, I hadn't actually worked on a body of poems before, probably because I don't really have a language. I remember when I was extremely young, translating I Am Goya by Voznesensky. I don't quite know why I did that.
And when you approach someone like Cavafy, who's been much translated, do you have multiple translations to hand, or what do you actually use as your raw material?
Yeah, I have multiple translations and as exact as I can get. But I have two friends who are Greek and have been massively patient in providing me with literal word-for-word translations principally of Ritsos. And one of those two is Alice Cavunas, who is a poet, so it must have been agony for her not to to do more, but she was very tolerant and gave me what I asked for, which was no color, please. But I then triangulated, if you like, that with other translations, as literal as I could get. And I would sometimes glance at a looser translation to see what had been done. And sometimes it doesn't work. I mean, sometimes you think this isn't going anywhere. And I don't think I'd ever embark on a volume of Kavafi or anything like that. But those poems are poems I've been reading and thinking about for a long time, and they just floated into English for me.